So this is just a little excerpt from this long book-length piece called Coal Mountain Elementary. A 40-year-old woman has been waiting in a small room about 50 meters from the mouth of the Sinjiyawan Colliery since Monday afternoon's underground explosion. Compared to other distraught relatives clustered in the meeting room, where miners usually gather before descending into the hole, the 40-year-old looked rather calm, a witness said. As a miner's wife, she said she had prepared herself for this day, but still it came too soon. We didn't have the traditional New Year lunch together because he had to work, she said. His only day off for the whole year was Lunar New Year's Eve. We cooked dumplings. It was a good time. Her husband had been eager to get back to the hole, his wife said, because he could get double pay on New Year's Day. She said she was not particularly sad, but feared the scene when the dead would be brought to the surface and laid out in cold rows on the ground, awaiting identification. I have no language for my feelings, she said, and there's no way anybody else can understand it. And that morning, I did actually notice, though, and I made the comment of an old wives' tale. You know, what does this mean, this lightning and thunder in January? Because where I'm from, there's always, the frogs in a certain part of the year and things like that. But I went to the door and opened the door because it was lightning and thunder carrying on so bad. And it was so warm for the second day of January. You know, I asked two or three people, you know, what could this mean? You know, I mean, there's got to be a tale of some sort, you know? Objectives. Students will, 1, recreate the historic process of making coal flowers.